Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Jill, how the heck are you?
How the heck are you, Carly? I'm good. I got boosted.
Woo!
Before my Indiana trip to see my friend. Yeah, just, you know, moving and grooving. Jer worked a lot last week. Grooving. So it was like weird, but nice at the same time.
Nice. But
he had to work Saturday. So like we only had one day together. So like that always just throws me off when like my weeks are like pretty consistent. Like I do the same thing every day, like at work. I work Monday to Friday. We record every Monday, but like when he is off, like when he has to work on a Saturday, then like I feel like that's a Friday. And then I feel like Sunday is a Saturday, but it's really a Sunday. And like it just throws me so off trying to like figure all that back out. But yeah, especially and then when he was off work for like the company shutdown they do every July, he like never knew what he's like, what day are you doing today? Like, yeah, how do you not? He's like, I don't have to go to work. I don't think about it. And I was like, okay. So like I'd have to always remind him because the gym that he wanted to go to, Planet Fitness, now only opens 24 hours during the week. And then it's only open till like 7 or 9, depending on the one he's going to on the weekends. So then he'd have to like know before the other day. He's like, wait, what day is it? Like, where can I go to that gym or not, basically.
So, damn. Just threw off your whole groove.
It is. And then like, hopefully they get back into like a good working schedule because I feel like between COVID and all of the like part shortages and everything, he's had such a weird like on and off schedule and it's definitely like thrown me off so bad. And like, now I'm like, I don't even know what day it is half the time, but now hopefully now that they're back and kind of like moving and grooving, it'll all be okay.
Nice. Just, you're in one of those ebbs of the flows.
Right.
Is ebb the high part?
I don't know.
You're going up on the roller coaster, which I never understood because going down is more fun.
But is it?
It is.
Going down is more fun. That's what she said.
And today we're talking about people pleasing.
Best transition ever. Thanks. But I know, I was going to say that you're going to be really thrown off on days and you fly back really soon.
Dude, I fly back on Friday. It's currently Monday and I fly back. Well, no, it's Tuesday my time. Monday, Jill's time.
Mm-hmm. Monday in the real world, but Tuesday in the false world.
Pretty much. And I fly home Friday my time, which is Thursday your time. And it's fucking weird because I leave New Zealand. I leave Auckland on July 29th at 8:15 p.m. And then I fly for, it's like a direct flight, which I'm kind of stoked for. And then I land in Vancouver July 29th at 2 p.m. I land 6 hours before I leave, which is so wild.
Yeah, because, but then you lose a whole day. Well, not really, but then it's just like a lot of sleep.
I gain it back. I'm going to sleep so much. It was weird too, because it's like coming back is fun because you always get there like when you leave or like, you know, just after you leave. Like I've gone to Europe before and I've flown back and it's like, oh my God, we land in like 15 minutes. It's crazy, you know, so quirky. But then like getting to Bali, I lost like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Cause it was like a 20 hour journey to get there. And then like the time zones and it's like, I don't know what year it is, but I lost like 2 days. It was wild.
Was it wildly balanced or was it just wild?
It was wildly balanced.
There you go.
It worked out nicely.
Anyway, back to people pleasing.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Carly. You're the people pleaser. I don't give a fuck about what people think. So like,
I am trying to embrace my inner Jill and just not give a fuck. And I feel like the podcast and just life in general has been really good for that. I'm starting to not care as much. Not care, but like I'm starting to honor myself more than other people. Let's say that.
I like that.
Yes.
At the same time, I feel like you are still a little baby child. So like that has some things to do with it, because I feel like it took me well into my 20s to like probably, it was probably like 28 to 30 is like when I started to really be like, fuck you. Like, it doesn't matter what you think, you know, it's not, I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing it for me. And I think I do still have like some people pleasing tendencies, in the sense of just like, I do kind of want people to like me, but at this, like, if I can catch myself doing it, I'll be like, no, not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. That's so fair. So I still have a couple more years to like perfect my people pleasing until I'm like on Jill's level. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Just a few.
Only a small couple. Yeah, people pleasing, man. I feel like it's just, it kind of becomes like manifests itself in like every aspect of my life, but it really shows up like loud and proud in my business, which is really fucking annoying because I have not had boundaries in my business because of people pleasing.
Yeah, I do. And like, I can definitely say I do struggle with some of that, like saying yes. I've gotten better about saying no to things.
Snaps and like, for Jill.
Now it's like coming back from that saying yes. And I think a lot of it, like I did kind of like overcommit myself at my current job for something, and like basically like our customer service person is like out this week, and like I said I would learn it when I was part-time, but then I'm full-time now, and then they're like, okay. Oh yeah, she's going on vacation, you want to cover? And I was like, not really, but like I couldn't say that.
Okay, but who's gonna do my job?
Right, well I still have to do my job because she only actually works part-time. So I made like, so it took me a minute and I was like, okay, this is what I need. I want to make sure I'm still getting paid my wage because I don't know how much she makes. But I mean, it could be the same, good for her or not. But like, I want to make sure I'm getting paid the same amount regardless of what job I'm doing. I was like, two, it's only a one-time thing. Like, I'm not going to be the like, oh, she's out sick. Can you? No, not going to happen. And like, I like went through all of that stuff because I think before I would just be like, yes, yes, yes. And like now it took me to like, okay, I still want to make sure I'm making a good impression on people. But like at the same time, I need to make sure I have my boundaries of like, what do I need to get out of this situation?
So good. Just like dropping your boundaries, being like, this is it. This is how it's going. So good.
So Carly, that comes to me asking you, what are the boundaries that you need to set in every client interaction in your job?
Ooh, fuck, we didn't prepare for this. I wasn't ready, Jill.
Coaching isn't to be prepared, my love.
True.
Coaching is to just drop these, feel into it with your heart and tell me what it's telling you right now. Cause I don't want you to think about it. I mean, you can think about, okay, what boundaries do I need? But like right now, if you had a client come to you and you're like, wait, I have to set a boundary right now to like protect my time and my sanity, what would you need?
I think my boundary that I need to set is, how do I word it? Like to be able to say, I can get to it later this week, you know, because that's where I struggle, is like, I need to do it right now, or like, I'm going to forget. Or like, if you ask me, I will drop everything and do it. I think that's the boundary I need to set. And then also not being afraid to say, hey, I didn't get to this today. I will do it on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. Because that, like, not being able to do a task immediately feels to me like I'm failing my clients, but it's not. It's not failing my clients.
No.
It's open communication.
And it doesn't sound like you're giving your clients like 24/7 access to Carly, right? And like, obviously no one should be giving your client 24/7 access to you. Like, That is a big no.
Unless they're paying that premium Voxer rate.
Even then, like, you should still have your Voxer limits. But 24/7, meaning like if they message you at like 2:30 in the morning because they have some like breakthrough and there's not to like you to do it immediately. But so like boundaries in the sense of when you're working, sounds like that's a great one. And like being very crystal clear to everybody in your contracts, in your whatever, when you're working, like, hey, my work hours are from here, like Monday to Friday, this to this. If anything emergent comes up, you know, we can talk about that rate when it comes to that or whatever. And second, time management, baby. We got to talk about that, Carly.
Just call me out. Why don't you?
I know we've talked about this a lot, but I think, you know, an easy way that can, you know, start that is when you're given a task, you can be like, okay, I can have that when you need it done by, you know, or giving, depending on how flexible you are at the moment, or being like, okay, I can get to this at, on Thursday at the earliest, or like, or you can have it by Friday at the latest. You know what I mean? Like setting those expectations up front. Cause I think a lot of it too is expectation setting for everybody. When you don't have that, it just becomes a clusterfuck. I forgot we're explicit for a second. A clusterfuck that like you then everybody's kind of scrambling and then feelings get hurt because so-and-so said this, but no one said this. And then this is happening and this, and then it's just, it's not a good experience. And I think even like for me as a coach, you know, setting expectations with clients is huge because, you know, with your clients as an entrepreneur, as like a VA with that, I feel like, you know, they all have their timelines, but then like my clients are like, oh, I want to be able to like jump in at you anytime to like share all of my issues. It's like, no, absolutely not. And knowing like I had one today where she was like, are you there? And I was like, yeah, I get to my messages like as I receive them. And like, cause I was just, Monday's usually just a respond to everybody day. And totally. I was like, you messaged me like over the weekend and like, I don't work on the weekend. So like, yeah, I'll get to it. But like,
she's over here like, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
It's me, Margaret. But yeah, so like, I think it's one of those, like really making sure expectation setting, I think is like the key first step to boundary setting.
I love that. I love that. I like that you said, like, you messaged me over the weekend, like, I'll get to it. And I've seen a lot of memes like that in the corporate TikTok world. And it's like, you know, I saw one and it was like, somebody followed up on Monday being like, I emailed you 3 days ago. And looking at the first email, it's like, you emailed me at like 4:50 on Friday and you followed up at like 9:02 on Monday. Like, you emailed me 8 corporate minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be working on the weekend.
I see that. I think that's so true. And especially like businesses like that, like corporate world, it's like, oh, I need you like immediately. And I feel like there's like a huge trend right now of like, especially like millennials and Gen Z, like taking it back. Like, no, my contract says 9 to 5. And like, I don't need you to be like, oh, one, no, it's 5. Bye. Like that one more thing can wait till tomorrow. And like, we can do it there. And I think, you know, a lot of the Gen Xers and like baby boomers and all them, that was very standard for them of like, oh yeah, we'll work, we'll take stuff home, we'll get it done, like we'll do more or whatever. And like now they're expecting it, but it's like, I'm not, especially when you get paid not hourly. Like if you can get paid hourly, fine, I'll bill you for it, thank you. But if you're invite
you later, thank you.
Exactly. But if you're salaried, like that's when you have to be really careful about protecting your time, especially with like people who, because like bosses are very quick to like use that shit up and be like, well, other tasks assigned or whatever is some of those job descriptions have. And they're like, well, this is the other tasks assigned. It's like, not in my work day, not in my work week, baby.
Not today. I saw another meme about that. I'm just a walking meme queen, basically. And it was like, European workers, or like how I'm trying to be basically workers is like, I will be taking the next 2 months off. Do not look at me. Do not text me. Do not call me. I need to get a suntan. Like, see you in 2 months. And it's like, okay, have fun. And it's like American workers is what the meme said, but it was like, could be boomers, could be like people pleasers, that kind of stuff. And it's like, I will be taking 2 out of 3 of my sick days to have open heart surgery. I will still be responding to emails. If you need me, please phone me. It was like, basically.
Right. Basically, they're like, yeah, please just let me know what you need immediately.
I will always be available. And that's something I've been struggling with. Something I need to work better at, especially I've noticed in traveling, because if you haven't heard, I've been traveling for the past 3 months and I go home this week and I'm stoked.
What? You've been traveling?
You didn't know?
No, I'm so shocked. Crazy. And surprised.
But yeah, a lot of it has been super stressful when it comes to my business, and I'm trying to not let it get to me, but it's been kind of stressful, you know? And it's this mindset of like, I'm traveling, but I'm still working, and just the systems and the, you know, support and the boundaries that I had in place back in Canada don't work for traveling, you know? And it's like, they didn't work for me then and they're not working for me now. So it's like, it was a good eye-opening experience to see where my business needs to shift and what I need to do to make it like sustainable to travel, you know?
So true. I think some of it too is like, I think us as like consumers and like people who hire other people need to be mindful of where people are at, because not everybody is in the exact same location or time zone as you. And like, I think that just, that falls back on both parties to be mindful of it. Like, you know, not expecting you to work on my Friday because it's your Saturday. And you know what I mean? And like, unless you specifically talked about that beforehand, and maybe that's something that's like, when you're traveling, to bring that up and be like, listen, my days are going to shift. And like, I'll start my work week on your Sunday to Thursday, because that's my Monday to Friday, you know? Totally. And like, it's got, especially if it's you own that business, like it's your business that you're like working with clients, and, you know, be like, if that doesn't work for you, we can talk about it. But like, I still want my weekend away and I'm still working 5 days, and I can, you know, we can figure out that one day shift and how it comes like above. But if you really need something, you got to work on your Sunday to work with me
or whatnot. Totally. This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Master Training by Carly Tico. Are you ready to hire a VA or outsource in your ever-growing business but not sure how? Grab this in-depth masterclass where I teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. Grab it today at the link in the show notes for only $11. Totally. I love that you brought that up, because that's also something that I've been like, another aspect of like things that needed to shift in my business. And I've been having weekly 4 a.m. meetings since being in New Zealand, which has been great. And it's because the team meeting back home is like normal time back home, but it ends up being 4 a.m. my time, which fucking sucks. And I had my last one this morning, so I'm stoked that it was my last one. But like, you got to do what you got to do. And it's like, I made this promise and this boundary and like agree to it back home. And since it is like a team of people, it's not just me and my client, you know, then like, I'm flexible to like, you know, wake up at 3:50 a.m. just to meet for a couple hours.
3:57 would be my time to wake up for that.
No, it's, and I think 3:50 and then I snooze.
I think that makes sense. But I also think that it's okay to other people hearing this. It's okay to be that person and be like, while I'm traveling, like, can we readjust this time? Can we find a different time to meet? Or, you know, can I prepare virtually for these meetings and maybe not show up at that time for this, like while I'm traveling? Or maybe tell me the important dates to show up and I'll show up to like every other week or once a month or whatever while I'm traveling. Cause I think it is important that, like, you know, again, we're working within the boundaries, and you can be like, you know, I'll be back by August 1st and we can continue the time as normal. But for the time being, like, I just either like, can we have the agenda early so I can support you guys virtually ahead of time or whatnot. But I think I get that. And like you said too, it's, you said the, you know, you agreed with that and it's a team meeting, but at the same time, like, I think it's okay because it's not like you're only employed by that person either, to like bend over backwards for that, because then it impacts the whole rest of your day and your working schedule as well.
Jill just dropping the knowledge, just dropping the little truth bombs. That's so good. Damn. I'm curious, Jill, what would you say to someone wanting to set those boundaries with existing clients? Because I know before we talked about like making sure your contract is set, making sure like everything is like up to date and like, you know, watertight kind of thing. But what if you already have clients? What if you already have those contracts in place that don't reflect your new boundaries? Like, how would you go about setting those up and setting those expectations?
Great question, Carly. I would say it'd be similar into like how you have conversations with your clients about rates changing. Just be like, hey, you know, as we move forward, there are some things like new expectations and boundaries I'd like to set. Can we talk about that and like the needs that I need and you need and blah, blah, blah. And kind of, you can either do it with like when you want to talk about a pay raise, which I know that can be just as difficult to do. But yeah, when you like, if you want to start charging more, you're like charging whatever, that's what you can start there. And then, you know, it could even just be in the next, I don't know if you have like one-on-ones with your clients or whatnot, but like setting that as an agenda item, being like, hey, some things in my business have like changed and my priorities have shifted, and I just want to make sure we go over things together to make sure that we're aligned on the same thing. There is a TikTok that I love, which is like this girl asking her like work bestie dude, who's like, she's like, how would you say this? And like, he says it in a more corporate, like,
professional. How would you professionally say, fuck off, Janet, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite. I like, I don't follow them, but like when they come across my For You page, it's my favorite thing to watch, because he always like says it really, really well. Of like, and the one that I'm thinking of is like something that was like, how do I say that like I'm not getting paid for what I'm being told, asked to do? And it was like, as you know, my job and my responsibilities have shifted, I'd like to talk about compensation to like adequately match the new role I'm in or whatever. And I was like, so I think about that, of like, you know, it's an easy way to, I think, even at least once a year, have with your client. And like talk about those, like, hey, or even maybe every 6 months of like, let's just make sure we're continuing to stay aligned on what you need from me, what I can provide and when. And I would also say it'd be important to have those like before big, if you're traveling, before big time different changes, Carly. But like, but I think that would just be helpful, and it'd be an easy way to be like, hey, as I'm preparing to start traveling again, you know, the next couple months I'm going to be, you know, this much of, you know, 12 and a half, 16 and a half hours away from, you know, the regular times when you're used to me. And so like, let's talk about what that's going to look like for our working.
Jill, dropping
damn, Daniel.
Dropping all the truth bombs and the potent recommendations. So good. So good. And yeah, I think that lack of communication is really what, you know, contradicts your people pleasing, and that's what fails your clients. Not fails your clients, but like, you know, like being so scared to talk and fail your clients and like let them down, thus leads to letting down your clients. From experience, I can say that's what happens.
But I think too, like, just because your client says something, like, that's, if they're like, oh, I'm disappointed, or this isn't what I thought, it's like their expectation can be different than yours. And like, you're not there to make it, you know, if they don't know what you were doing, or if they didn't ask for it, like, that's on them and not on you. And like, people can be kind of bitchy when they're upset.
Communication like, is queen.
Yes. And like, they can definitely throw it at whoever else, whoever the easy target is. But like, in the end thing, it's really their fault, because it's their business that you're supporting them in. And so if something doesn't happen in their business that they wanted, it's because they didn't set those expectations and manage that need the right way.
Boom.
So I think it's easy. It's easy to blame the secretary. It's easy to blame the assistant. It's easy to blame the VA. It's easy to blame, you know, the people that you hire to help you. Mm-hmm. And like, when in reality, it's your business that you should be focusing on. And if you have stepped away for so long and not been at meetings or done what you needed to, or double checked those, you know, the forms or figured or written out what you wanted clearly and had other people do it for you, like, yes, you should be able to like expand and do it. But if like at the end of the day, you should still have your eyes on everything too.
The passion coming through Jill right now. I can feel it. I can sense it. I can hear. Oh, so good. So good. And I feel like that's like me as a VA, like supporting other clients. That's something that I struggle with too, of like, if you tell me to do something, I need, like, I feel like I need you to check it before I send it. And it's like, no, if you tell me to send an email and I write an email, like, you don't need to see the email before I send it. I can just do it, you know? And I feel like that's the people pleasing in me, is like, no, it needs to be perfect. And it's like, if you ask me to do something, you know, and I do it, and then it's not what you expected, you know, then we live and we learn, you know, like, right. I know for next time, it's not like, oh, you fucked up, you know, this is awful. And it's not going to like ruin lives. But it's like, if you ask me to just like respond to an email and I respond to it, like, that's the only example I can think of right now. But you know, there's like simple tasks like that. And it's like, you don't need to bottleneck everything.
Right.
And that's something that I've been struggling with so bad, of like wanting my clients to bottleneck. And it's like, that's not what they hire me for.
Well, the difference between like tasks and procedures, like, you can do a task at hand, which is like send an email about this, but like the procedure, and if like the procedure is what gets messed up, of like, oh, well, you know, this person was expecting it then, but like you never told the person who's actually doing it a time frame that they needed to have it by, like, it's you as a business owner that's like not clear on making sure everybody is pulled together on it. So like at that, at the same time, it's like, it is a reflection of you. And I can see why, like, as a business owner, you'd be upset. And like, but then that's why they're going to take it out on everybody else. But at the same time, like, you got to realize that like, you're the one that fucked up, and like, take it, say it, be like, listen, I get that it's on me, but like, we need to come together and figure out what this all means, how we can move forward, instead of being like, wow, why didn't this happen or this happen or this happen? It's like, no,
not. And you assume you make an ass out of you and me.
Just,
this has been a potent fucking episode. And I love how it started with like tips on how to people please. And it's like, if you are a business owner, take fucking responsibility. Like, we're just dropping it like it's hot. And I know that we've talked a lot about like people pleasing in business, and I'd love to talk more about people pleasing in like personal lives, you know?
Catch us next week to hear more about that. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, Jill, no, we have time.
The juicy two-parter. No.
Potent, juicy two-parter. I have noticed, being traveling, seeing the world, opening my horizons. What does that mean? My love language to give love, it's acts of service, because that's how I feel like I can show love to someone. Like, my love language to receive love is like physical touch. I love hugs. I just fucking love hugs. And what's the other one? Words of affirmation, I think. Just like, tell me I'm pretty and give me a hug and I feel loved. But like, my way of giving love is acts of service. So like, if you need something, and Chad, you can cut this out if you don't want people to know, because he's our podcast producer. But like, he had some really hard time in Bali, you know, and like two very influential people in his life passed away while we were there, which was devastating. And I don't want to do everything for him, but I found myself like people pleasing and like, you know, showing love that way, of like, you know, I'll get you food, I'll do your laundry, do you need water, like that kind of stuff. Just like stepping into this mom role that I don't want to be in, basically. And it was like, damn, that's how I show love, because I'm like, that's how I feel like, that's how people receive love.
That's very maternal of you, Carly.
It is gross.
You should be a mom. I think with relationships, it's tough because I think like what you're asking is not necessarily people pleasing as much as it is like love language and just like how you reciprocate, you know, love and affection with your partner. And like, it can mean a lot of different things for everybody, but it goes back to the same thing as what we were talking about for business. It's all about communication and figuring out what they need, especially in those times when it is tough, because like even when Jerry got sick and like I stepped into that mom role, and I hate saying that because like his mom is not with us anymore, so like I'm whenever I get mad I'm like, you're not gonna be your mom, and I was like, wait, no, I can't say that because you don't have a mom, so that's like
too far.
Exactly, but like, you know, I stepped in, I did the same thing because like I wanted to just like, okay, let me just go get food for you, let me bring it up, like let me do this, like do you need water, do you need like Gatorade, let me go to the store, let me get you what you need, like let me take care of you in that moment. But at the same time, it's also like having that communication with your partner of like, I think it is important, especially, you know, early on, to talk about love languages. And if that's not like, Jerry's not like a, let me tell you what my love language, like, he's not that kind of person, but like a lot of it is just being very, because I know how I can show love to him, and I know he feels loved by like what I do for him, and like he's definitely receives love and like acts of service like type of person, like he receives that really well, and like if you help him out. But like for me, like I had to be very open to him of like, what I need right now is I need you to just like smack my butt and tell me I'm pretty. Like that's what I need at this moment, because that's what I will feel good of for me. Me and Carly are the same with that physical touch.
Women are simple.
We're very simple. Just tell us that we're pretty and touch our butts. Like done. Like I don't know.
That's it.
There you go. We solved all your problems, men. You're welcome.
But as if any men listen.
As if any men like wouldn't want to touch their girlfriend's booties. But permission.
Booties are the best. Permission to touch the butt.
Consent is key. But like, it's definitely important that you like figure out what the needs are of your partner and like other people in your life. Because, you know, you might feel like you give acts of service like outwardly as like the love that you show, but like not everyone needs that or wants that. So like if you want to make sure you're hitting that love language for everybody else, like you just really want to make sure you're having that communication of like, what can I do for you? Like what do you need right now, I think is a really good point. And that's like when my really good friend, her partner of like 8.5+ years, like he suddenly passed away about a month ago. And, you know, that was my biggest thing. I was like, she lives about 5.5 hours away. And I was like, I can come for the memorial or I can come when everyone leaves. Cause you know, that's what everyone says about grief. It's like, everyone's there right at the beginning and then it just kind of trickles away. And she's like, yeah, let's see like when everyone leaves. So I'm going to
totally
head it out there in like a week and a half. But I think it's just making sure you figure out what the person needs is just as important, especially in like, if you're a people pleaser, I think that's a great way of going about it. Just kind of checking in on like what your partner, what your friend, what whoever needs, what your client, what they need in those moments.
Totally. Totally. And I know that my love language, like my acts of service love language, definitely comes from like a people pleasing background, but I think that's really good advice to like, take a look inward, you know? Because everybody's different. Everybody poops. Everybody's look different.
So you can't say everybody's different, but then say everybody does one thing the same.
True.
Carly. But it's true. Jill. Everybody does poop. But sometimes everybody's poops is different. So some people have consistent diarrhea and you should go talk to your doctor.
What is this podcast?
It's not our podcast if you don't at least one time in the episode ask what this podcast is, because you consistently hate on everything I do and say.
I don't hate on it. I love it. I love it. Damn. I'm just at a point in life, like I'm getting there, where I'm like, if you tell me that 2+2 is 5, I'd be like, fuck yeah, remix. You know?
I'd be like, you're fucking dumb. It's 4.
No, remix. If it's five, not going to argue.
No, because that's not what math says.
How would you know?
Two plus two.
This has been a potent episode, and I think it's time to... I just want to go back to sleep, honestly. It's like 9 a.m. and I'm like, I'm so tired.
Let's count how many times Carly said potent in this episode as well.
Potent.
Is that your
potent,
word of the
potent, week? Potent. Potent. It is my word of the week.
I like it. Is it on your it's word potent calendar? Week.
I don't have a word calendar. I should get one.
Word of the day calendar.
Oh my God, I should get one.
You should.
That'd be fun. Jill, will you just text me a word of every day? Just one
vagina,
word.
Vagina, 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 vagina.
That was word. Four words, and today's word is no, potent.
That was one word four times.
Same thing.
No, not the same thing.
All right. I believe you. Today Jill, what's your potent. Permission slip says? Ooh, what does your permission
Carly,
slip say, Jill?
Carly's starting with you today. My permission slip says to set expectations and boundaries. No fucking hesitation.
Bam.
Because like I said, you're doing it for you and to protect the other person too. But like, if people are upset at the boundaries or the expectations you're setting, it's because they're the ones who are breaking your boundaries and expectations. Mm. They're the ones that can't hold on to it. So set them for you, baby.
So good. So good.
What about you, Carly? What's your permission slip say?
My permission slip this week is a special one because I've got a special thing going on, which is flying home. And I feel like previous Carly, pre-Bali Carly, pre-New Zealand Carly would be like, I will be available 24/7. As soon as we hit Canadian soil, I will turn my phone on. I will Slack you. I will like get back to you. I will work from the airport, all this kind of bullshit. And I will not be doing that. I am taking the full weekend off. I've created the email, like not an office signature. So like if you try to email me during this time, you will not be able to receive me. And I'm taking the full weekend off so that I can recover from jet lag. So
I that's can't my wait to slip. Receive you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you going to tell all your clients though ahead of time? How are you setting that boundary?
I already have.
Okay. How are you maintaining it, that boundary?
By turning my phones off.
Sent your away message in Slack and all the Slack channels. Mm-hmm.
Didn't even think of Slack.
Yeah.
I just don't check Slack over the weekend or like when I'm away. I just come back to like a bunch of messages.
But it gives your people the expectations.
But yeah, even in a client's inbox, I've got a going away message. So
a custody agreement.
A custody agreement?
Yeah, because you agree to have shared custody of their inbox.
True, fair.
Great. I'm so proud of you, Carly. Now,
thanks.
It's the people pleaser in you to continue that on this weekend, man.
Mm.
So we'll have to check back in.
Fucking got me.
Fucking got it.
Damn. Yes, Jill. Yes, Coach Jill. CoachJillArnt.com. Check it out.
We'll check in on Carly. Same time.
That's my homework.
Same place.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know where to find us. Instagram, website, everything.
All the things.
You can find us in our, what's it called? Show notes. I couldn't think of the word.
Oh yeah, check out the links in the show notes. We're going to link her that TikTok you were talking about because she's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna link it below.
Good. We gotta find it, but we'll link it.
I'll find it. I will embrace my people pleaser just for you, Jill, and I will scroll TikTok on your behalf looking for her.
I'll find it for you. I'll embrace that. I'm running, Carly.
Okay, cool.
Even though you made the promise, I'll find it.
You're good to me.
Good even though me, I Jill. Know that you won't. You won't hate having to scroll TikTok for hours on hours.
Mm-hmm. People and pleaser and me, I might do it anyways.
But whenever I want to find something, I can never find it. So I know.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Subscribe and rate, and we'll love you forever.
Yeah, give us a rating. give us a rating on your favorite podcast player. It helps us out so much, and let other people find our fun little podcast.
Our fun little potent podcast.
Our fun little potent podcast.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye, love you.